It's time now for the Bean Report, brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. Joining us today is Eastern Production Specialist Jennifer McComb-Tarrou. This is the last report of the year. What is the crop update for soybeans and pulses this week?
Peak harvest is ongoing, with later seeded fields being close to harvest. Lodging has occurred in some fields, making harvest slower and more challenging in these scenarios. Dry beans range from beginning maturity to full maturity staging, with harvest starting on some large red kidneys. Growers are preparing for undercutting and desiccation. This week, we'll have some dry bean harvest tips to share. Soybeans are developing and filling seeds, with recent rains welcome for soybeans at the critical stage of seed fill. Disease levels have remained low in soybeans, but in some fields we are seeing white mold, pod and stem blight, northern stem canker, and Phytophthora root rot. Each year, an annual disease survey occurs. Our production specialists will be out in the field surveying some of the fields for the second part of the disease survey, evaluating stem diseases in soybeans.
Soybean aphid levels have been low, but we're hearing about some higher yields. What should we keep in mind?
Soybean aphids have been increasing in some areas. Once soybeans are at the R6 staging, where we have full seeds at the top of the plant, soybeans are considered safe from soybean aphids, as yield loss is expected to be minimal at this staging. For fields not at the safe staging, we want to keep our eye out for soybean aphids and monitor these populations, along with the predators that feed on them. To scout soybean aphids, it's important to keep in mind that they often occur in pockets of higher numbers and can have lower numbers or none in surrounding areas. So assessing across the whole field and randomly selecting plants is important to understand the average population in the field. Soybean aphids can be hard to determine the populations per plant, as the thresholds are high and they are small. We have some different methods in our bean report, along with some good visuals, to help you determine the number of soybean aphids. The action threshold for soybean aphids is 250 aphids per plant on average and increasing. This action threshold allows a 7-day lead time for control before populations with few natural enemies present are expected to reach the economic injury level of 674 aphids per plant. If you're finding soybean aphids, a good approach is to scout, then come back 3 to 5 days later to determine if populations are increasing, staying the same, or decreasing. Natural enemies can make a big dent, and environmental conditions like heavy rains can impact aphids and bring down those levels.
Tell us more about root rot sampling in peas. My peas are harvested. Can I still submit samples?
If you had root rots in your peas but were not able to take plant samples for root rot analysis, even after harvest, soil samples can be taken for ephenomyces testing and can be taken at any time of the year. With peas, often root rots occur as a complex, not just ephenomyces or fusarium alone, and it can be hard to visually determine from symptoms on the plant which root rot it was. Because of this, it is recommended to test in a lab for confirmation to know which root rot impacted your peas. Ephenomyces is a challenging root rot, with rotation being one of our most important management tools. Understanding whether it was ephenomyces that affected your peas and the impact across the field will help you to determine your rotation length and when you can put peas back in.
Thanks, Jennifer. You can learn about these topics and more in this week's Bean Report at manitobapulse.ca.